Welcome to Morning Sip. Sip and listen to what we've brewed up. Think of it as the most important meal of the day where you feel the rush after that first sip of your tea or coffee.
There
are other people that are using the facilities as well. You have to be conscious of them as well as for yourself. Make sure there's no pee on the seat or the toilet is actually flushed and clean. Welcome to another episode of Morning Sip. This is a 50-minute short where we sip, slurp, and listen. If this is your first time listening and you're new to the Keep It 100 Girl podcast, well, this isn't the first. Most of my content are full-length episodes celebrating embarrassment in our lives. Mostly, I reveal what women are thinking, and you too, men. But you know what? We're just not saying this stuff out loud. I keep it 100, though. I am unapologetically myself. Our stories are real and true. More importantly, my goal is to empower you, give you that dose of confidence that will help you realize your self-worth. Forget the mistakes. We're going to celebrate them and keep it moving. All right, Sip Nation, I have so much to say. Gosh, you know what? I can even do this every day. I'm your host, Nina Babel, and you can find me on ninababel.com, or you could use the handle at Nina Babel on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. So grab your mug and start sipping.
It's time for the percolator. It's time for the percolator.
First, let me set up the scene. Today is an educational rant to all you women out there. I've seen a lot of shit this past week, literally and figuratively. Maybe you don't want to take a sip right now. Maybe you want to just pause until I'm done. So I recently just started back with my consulting, and a lot of times I have to go on site and I have to use public bathrooms. And I've come to realize the obvious. When it comes to girl code etiquette, some mothers got it right. And I want to give a big shout out to my mom because she certainly got it right this time. And then some of you, geez, you just don't. So this is where I go into the whole brought up seat conversation. And for those of you who are not familiar with the term brought up seat, it's a Caribbean term. And it refers to one's etiquette, manners, or even just your upbringing. And the whole notion behind the saying is you don't have any brought up seat. You have no upbringing, you have no manners, you're not mature, and you have no etiquette. But this will make you go, ew. So when I go to the bathroom, some of these chicks, again, have no brought up C when it comes to doing the right friggin' thing. It makes me wonder, where did that breakdown occur in their lives? And if you do it in your own homes. My thing is, if you do it in the public bathroom, that means you do it at home too. So I'm about to go TMI on everybody right now. Number one, you tinkle your sprinkle on the seat and you leave your joy juice for me to see. Number two, you don't flush your stuff, whether it's number one or number two. What's up with that? Number three, you're on your cycle. I don't need to see your red business. Number four, you leave paper products on the toilet seat, like used ones. And you don't look back to make sure that the coast is clear, whether you flushed it, like, no. So I asked a few mothers out there what they teach their little girls about wiping themselves and the whole etiquette around that and what they were even taught and what they're teaching their daughters. So now we're going to meet Hillary. She's in her 30s, married, and she has a daughter, a young daughter, that's like, I think she's like 6 or 7 by now. Her story is a classic example of what happens when you don't teach your daughters the right thing.
When I was young, and I even do this with my daughter, when I was young and I was potty training up until I learned how to go to the bathroom by myself, my mom never told me about which way to wipe. So I'd be like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so, you know, it came to that point where you're like maybe 14. Mm-mm. And I'm like, what is this discharge? What is going on? And so my mom, you know, we were in the bathroom somewhere and she's like, mm-mm, don't wipe that way. It's bad. And I didn't know what she was talking about. But then when you go to the doctor and you get this list of stuff that could cause, you know, infection, wiping the wrong way. And I'm like 15, 16, asking the doctor, like, how am I supposed to wipe? That can be taught at the age of 2 or 3 when you're potty trained. So when I'm in the bathroom with my daughter, I'm like, mm-mm, you reach behind.
Right.
And you wipe from front to back. Nobody told me that. I was 16 years old with an infection, didn't know where it was coming from. Mm. You know, you're just like, oh, do you wear cotton underwear? It's all these little, like, small little things when all you had to do is just change the way that you're wiping yourself. Mm.
Yep.
But my mom told me, but she didn't tell me in a way where I would know
the result.
The results.
I asked a few grown-ass daughters what they remember growing up with their own mother and what their own mother taught them. Bradopsy number one, let's flip the script for a second, because bathrooms and kitchens in my world are the most sacred places. If neither are clean, that is a reflection on you, and not a good one. Shamika's in her 30s and happily married. You know what? She has some obvious, good old-fashioned etiquette rules to share. And I love this list because it's real. She kept it 100. I love it.
What did I learn from my mother about toilet etiquette? It's been a long time, so a lot of things seem like second nature. But I'm actually reliving a lot of these experiences with my 3-year-old niece. And just a few days ago, I had to take her to a public bathroom. And rule number one is you never sit directly on the toilet.
Rule number one is an absolute must.
You either squat, which is why I have nice quads, or you layer the seat with covers or toilet tissue. And so I'm layering the toilet seat for her, and she reaches out and touches a piece of toilet tissue that's hanging out of the trash receptacle on the wall. Yeah, that one.
Ew. Rule number two, don't touch anything.
And I freaked out, yelled, don't touch anything. And her response was, not even the toilet tissue? And so she quickly learned rule number two, which is don't touch anything.
Rule number three, we all have different standards of hygiene. In fact, since I've been doing this episode, I've been becoming the bathroom Nazi all of a sudden, and I've been watching you ladies a little closer. And this is what I'm thinking, at least this is what came across my mind today. Walked into the bathroom and, you know, I've been trained that the first stall or the last stall, right, is either the most unused one, and in that case, the cleanest one of them all, because nobody wants to get into the first stall because they don't want all their business being heard, or it appears as though that's the case when you're in the first stall. And everybody, right, goes to the end of the bathroom, like the last stall, the second to last stall, thinking they have a little more privacy. But going back to the story, the first two stalls in the bathroom today were nasty. But I saw a woman go into stall number two, and I'm thinking, why even bother? But hey, we all have different standards of hygiene, so that's what I'll just chalk that up to. You know, seriously, I'm really trying to understand the root cause of it. Like, all these things went through my mind. Like, is it cultural? Did you not have the conversation with your mom? Maybe you were winging it, thinking your way was the norm. You'd never had any show and tell. I don't know. I'm just, like, thinking out loud here. Bianca's in her 40s, married with 2 children. And just recently, she took her kids into the stall, and she has something to share.
So I don't remember expressly anything my mother specifically said about using the potty. I do remember that there was something posted in our bathroom that said something like, to you who sit upon the seat, complete your business, then retreat. If you find that you must read, do it please with the utmost speed. Each urgent knock upon the door means hurry with your simple chore. We know you've got a lot to do, but please remember, we do too. The management. And while that didn't specifically speak to cleaning up behind yourself or anything, it impressed upon me the fact that, you know, there are other people that are using the facilities as well. So, you know, you have to be conscious of them as well as for yourself. So for me, it's, you know, just part of the process to make sure that everything is clean when you leave. You know, there's no pee on the seat or the toilet is actually flushed and clean.
Well said, Bianca. My sentiments exactly. And anyone that's using a tampon has to be between the ages of 12 and 50 years old. What the hell? But hear how a mother's influence already shapes the mind of a 3-year-old.
It just so happens this is a perfect topic for me because just this week, we went into the bathroom, me, my 3-year-old daughter, my 5-year-old son, went into the bathroom at Sport Fit, opened up a stall, only to be confronted with a toilet bowl full of blood and a tampon in there. And my son was like, oh my gosh, what is that? My daughter was just like, yuck. And I'm thinking, who in the world would do that? How do you not recognize that you didn't flush, that, you know, you left this in just a terrible state? I don't know if it's not being taught anymore or what. It was just disgusting. My daughter, even at 3, will not use a toilet if it is not clean. And I mean, nothing in the bowl, nothing on the sink. She's just like, no, we'll go to another one. And even at 3, I mean, that's something that's just, I don't know if it's inherent in her or just something that she's picked up for me, but she just will not do it. And she always makes sure that everything is clean when she leaves it. There's a process. You pee, you wipe, you flush, you wash. That's just what you do. I don't know if it's not being taught, but too many times you walk into a bathroom, it's just disgusting.
So everybody knows that public bathrooms are not clean, right? You could be in the fanciest club, fanciest hotel, you could be in Nordstrom's. But at the end of the day, no matter what you teach your daughter, there's going to be a percentage of us who have this public bathroom phobia, and all for good reasons. I'm not bashing that. But there's an event in their lives that triggered their behaviors, resulting in a lot of workarounds. Sharon from Girly Nation is living proof of a workaround.
Everybody knows that about me. I don't use public washrooms.
Right. And you will even take a taxi.
Yes, I will. And I told said that I've gone home at lunchtime to use the bathroom.
I know.
I'm not making any bones about it. It's facts.
But how did that, like, even become to that extent? Like, where you just don't do it. You hold it until you get to a comfortable, safe place or clean place that you know. Like, at what age do you think that started? Like, let's take that route.
I remember one particular incident was when I was dating Keith and I started the job at Brunico and I had drank tea in the morning and the milk was rancid and I had to use the bathroom and I took a taxi back to his house.
But
because there were no single stalls and I don't like being in the bathroom with other people, I just don't feel comfortable. Like I'm not in a zone where I can just go with other people around me. I cannot.
Okay.
I cannot.
Have you been that way from like a kid or high school, like from school, or do you think as you got it as an adult?
I've just never been one to use public washrooms. No. I'll only pee in a public washroom because I just don't think they're clean.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not saying it. Everybody knows that they're not clean, and right. I just don't feel comfortable when there are people beside me. I just want to be by myself.
So here's my top 5 bathroom bureaucracy blunders. And I'm sending this to all my Girly Nation or who's potty training for the next generation of Girly Nation. I can say with confidence that I speak on behalf of most of us. But 1, wipe your tinkles from the seat. We don't want to see any yellow, any red little drops, whether it's on the seat or on the floor. I don't want to see it. 2, if you're using seat covers, make sure it's flushed. And it's not hanging over the side, half dry, half wet, sitting, waiting for the next person to see. I don't want to see any hairs, no poom poom crumbs. I don't want to see it. 3, make sure your stuff is flushed and gone. There's a difference between flushed and gone and just being flushed. If you don't get it, you just don't get it. but I don't want to see it. Number four, wrap and dump your monthly cycle stuff. I don't want to see it. Number five, wipe back to front. Just in case you didn't know, as you heard earlier, front to back will give you some bacterial type infections, and you don't want that. Well, that wraps up another episode of Morning Sip. Sorry, I should have warned you not to sip and listen this time, but I hope you still were able to enjoy it. Was this episode good for you? If you listened, I want you to tweet a picture of you and your mug using the hashtag MorningSip, or you know what? Make it easy. Email me directly at nina@ninabeable.com with your mug. Help me spread the word, Sip Nation. Regular episodes of the Keep It 100 Girls show drop every Tuesday on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Google Play Music, and TuneIn Radio. Morning Sip is a little different, and we drop every other Thursday. But don't forget to review the show in iTunes, because I rely on it a lot. It helps me stand out from the crowd. It helps women and even men understand us and themselves better. Connect with me on social media. I love Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. And you're going to use the handle @NinaBable. And then lastly, you can check out the Keep It 100 Girl Facebook page and join Girly Nation. But don't forget to subscribe to The Friggin' Truth on ninabable.com. And as always, let's keep it 100. Smooches!